You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The College Football Experience Northwestern Wildcats season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog. Make sure you head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a free $25. Yes, you can use the free $25 to enter their Best Ball Mania 2. First place in Best Ball Mania 2 gets $1 million. That's right. Sign up now for a free shot at $1 million. Drafts are happening constantly, and it's not just NFL. They also have NBA, MLB, and more. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1 million. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, of course. Don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Woo-ee. Welcome to the College Football Experience Northwestern Wildcat season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick. And I'm joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh. Oh.
Buddy, let's talk about the best coach in college football. Cause if you listened to my, if you read my top 10, actually I ranked all 130 college football coaches, Patty C, but I did do the top 10 last. And I had Pat Fitzgerald at number one, and I think you even wanted to give me some love.
I threw some stats on top of that out of curiosity to see if you were full of shit, you know, out of pure honesty. There was no attempt on my part, I promise, to try and fluff you up. I wanted to check you, you know, and you just happened to come up gold because Pat Fitzgerald was the number one coach in terms of talent versus production and wins and losses disparity in terms of ranking. And so, you know, I want to say he's some absurd, like 50 spots higher in his wins than he is in his talent rankings. So the dude is a great coach. You know, he's taken and doing a lot with not much.
And that's what I'm saying. And so go check that article over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com or download the SGPN app now. But a lot of people gave me shit for that. And the truth is, I stand by my answer here, is that he's won the Big Ten West two out of the past 3 years, been in the Big Ten championship at Northwestern. And last season was a nine game season. He would have had 10 wins last season if it was a regular 12 game season. And that would have been what, the third or fourth time, I think, since it would have been the fourth time since in the past decade, he had won double digits at Northwestern. That is unbelievable. That is it's a shame that no one else really covers that and talks about that to me. Like, I never hear, I mean, yes, I hear people say, well, he's an underrated coach, but that's unbelievable. At Northwestern, four 10 win seasons, essentially, had he gotten the proper amount of games in the past decade.
I mean, when you consider some of the coaches that have gone to Northwestern and not succeeded. Eric Parsegian, I want to say, had a losing record at Northwestern or thereabouts.
Maybe. Dennis Green did.
Yeah,
the Minnesota Vikings and Stanford. Dennis Green did not have a good record there. I mean, you go back through the ranks and
took Gary Barnett. You know, I think Gary Barnett overall might have had a losing record, even though he
was the guy who made the tide turn. He actually Pat Fitzgerald played linebacker for him.
Yeah, I mean, you could say he was the man that made the tide turn, and he probably was, but still, like, his last two seasons were losing seasons, and then the three seasons after he left were losing seasons. Actually, four seasons. So really, it was Pat Fitzgerald. That's where I want to give Barnett credit for accomplishing the unaccomplishable, two top 15 seasons in a row at Northwestern, which has never happened since, even with Pat Fitzgerald. But Fitzgerald has been way more consistent as a winner there.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, a lot of that might be his defensive coordinator Mike Hankwitz, which is gone now. He retired. He's 73 years old. Sending best wishes to his. You know, the rest of his just have a cocktail in your hand, sit on a beach somewhere. You did job go. Well done.
Nowadays, they're saying the first 150 year old person is somewhere alive. They're probably an infant, but 73. I want to say
Bill Snyder, baby.
73 is the new
first 150 year old person. Bill there. Snyder.
Yeah, that's right.
Bill Snyder.
He's going to come back three more times to coach Kansas State.
Yes. All right, let's just look. I don't want to go away from what we got scheduled here. Dundee Music. This is the Northwestern Wildcats. Yes, they have represented the Big Ten, the Big Ten West in the Big Ten Championship two of the past 3 years. And guess what? Back in 17, 3 or 4 years ago, they only won 10 games. So really, you could say that Northwestern's turning that corner. Patty C, did I see that right? They had two first round draft picks this year too. Whoo.
Patty Fitz is really doing it.
Are happening the days of look, carrying on that tradition. Remember Curtis Duncan, the old Oilers wide receiver. Remember Dwayne Bates, Darnell Altry, Steve Schnur.
I'm talking about all offensive players here.
We can go defense. Patty Fitz was a linebacker there.
Who are some of the studs they've turned?
Steve Tasker was a wide receiver, but he was a special teamer from Northwestern. They've had some other ones. I'm drawing blanks.
They had a great corner last year.
I know. He was a top. That's the guy I'm talking about. I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Yeah, we'll have to dig that up in just a sec. Number five, a scoring defense in the country last year. Let me see if I can find that.
Brandon Joseph.
There it is.
That's the guy who's gone. But. Oh no, Brandon Joseph's back. Actually, yeah, because they had an opt out last year. That's right. Wow, that's right. They had opt outs last year too. This is going to be an exciting. I mean, look, this is why I find the Big Ten West to be such an exciting division.
It was the first time in program history that they had two cornerback Greg Newsom Jr.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Offensive lineman Rashawn Slater.
But dude, you're doing it right now, and you look, and they bring in Ryan Helinski, a guy that I thought had a great freshman campaign a couple of years ago in Columbia. Last year, Mike Bobo comes to town, brings in a grad transfer quarterback. This is at South Carolina, in Colin Hill, who came via Colorado State with Bobo, so that he went with the familiar guy. When really, I think Helinski is the guy they should have invested in. By doing so, they're both well. Bobo, I think, got rehired at Auburn, but. Muschamp is jobless. Yeah. So I thought they should have stuck with Helinski. I thought they picked up a great quarterback in the transfer market. Northwestern did now, and they still have Clemson transfer Hunter Johnson, who struggled in the
just staying in the state of South Carolina for their transfers.
Yes. Well, they also have a Kansas transfer and Stephon Robinson, but I mean, I guess he's a wideout, but I'm saying for their transfers, they were bouncing all around. They got a grad transfer from Bowling Green and Andrew Clare. Yes, they lost Isaiah Bowser to UCF, but Cam Porter played great for them at the running back spot a season ago. Sophomores Cam Porter. So I think mixing in Cam Porter, Andrew Clare, I just think they have a good back. Now, this is the thing, though. They lost a ton of production from a season ago.
And there wasn't that much in the first place offensively.
They are returning three of five offensive linemen and their tight end. Charlie Mangieri, but they're breaking in pretty much all new wide receivers, and along with their running back Cam Porter and Helinski. Now, I think Helinski is their most talented quarterback in a while, but What do you make of this offense? This was the 92nd scoring offense in the country, Patty C, 65th rushing, 96th passing, charting 93rd overall. Your thoughts?
Well, the fact that that was a vast improvement from the year before when they were 126 in scoring offense just goes to show that Pat Fitzgerald is as old school Big Ten, you know. And when you really think about it, the Big Ten is, aside from Ohio State, is as Big Ten as it's ever been. Whether it be Iowa, Wisconsin, Northwestern, Michigan State,
Iowa, Northwestern,
Penn State kind of pounds rock, but they throw it around too. But even
Illinois,
Michigan,
with Bielma,
yeah, that's right. So I don't think offensively that's completely terrible, even within the conference. Obviously, nationally it is terrible, but I think maybe Helinski. What were his stats? Most recently,
he's a good quarterback, man, and I think he's got great potential.
2019, 11 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, only 58% completion percentage.
That's Will Muschamp.
Yeah,
don't sign on to play quarterback for Will Muschamp.
Well, I mean, it's kind of the same thing with Pat Fitzgerald. In fact, you would expect almost identical production for Helinski.
That's a good point.
With Fitzgerald as you got with Muschamp.
Look, in the transfer portal, they don't really do a lot. I mentioned those players that they brought in, Helinski, Andrew Clare, and the receiver from Kansas coming in, Stephon Robinson. But the rest, Patty C, are guys that left. Gunnar Maldonado left for Arizona. McGowan to Georgia Tech. Andrew Leota, edge rusher to Auburn. Drake Anderson to Arizona. Cameron Ruiz, cornerback to Temple. They did bring in another defensive lineman from Old Dominion, though, but they don't go really shopping a lot in the transfer portal as much as some of these other programs.
Yeah, that's not surprising. I mean, for a couple of reasons. That doesn't seem to be the DNA, or like Pat Fitzgerald seems like the kind of guy, and it shows up based on his talent rankings versus what he ends up producing, that he's a player development kind of guy, right? He's not I'm going to take some guy on a whim. Now, obviously, as a quarterback position, that's been the solution for the past couple of years. But also, I don't know that everyone can transfer to Northwestern. It's got pretty high academic standards.
You know? Yeah, I get it. Now, defensively, like I said, I'm curious to see how things shake out for new defense coordinator Jim O'Neill, because Mike Hankwitz is gone, and he was a longtime DC with Northwestern, even going back to some of those '90s days where with Gary Barnett, where Pat played for him. So that's going to be interesting to see. I think they're going to do a lot of the same stuff that they did before, but, 3 of 4 starters back on the defensive line, led by Atomi Iwea Adubinewori. I got no idea how to pronounce that guy's name, but he's probably damn good.
Lots of letters in that name.
Only one linebacker back, Patty C, in Chris Bergen. And only one defensive back in Brandon Joseph, who happened to be a stud last year. So what are we thinking here? You look at this win total, Patty C, and I'm seeing, by the way, that defense charted at number five scoring defense in the country, 46th in run defense, 19th in pass defense, 22nd overall. That win total is 6.5. Now, I just ranked him the top quarterback. The top coach in America, Patty C.
Yeah.
So do I got him going over 6.5?
You would hope the top coach in America could pull off a bowling.
I can tell you this: there's a chance at a 6-0 start, and I don't think they're going to go 6-0, but I think there is a very decent chance that they will be 6-0. They get Michigan State on a Friday night season opener, Friday, September 3rd.
Yeah,
that is kind of a 50-50 game. Michigan State beat them last year,
which is odd, but those are two.
That's what happens when you're Northwestern. I feel like you always have a game or two you drop that you shouldn't. Let's give it to them.
What was the score of that game last year? 29-20. I think it was a little closer than that. I think it went kind of down to the end and they couldn't get it done. That was their only loss of the regular season. I think Northwestern exacts a little revenge at home.
Then they get an FCS in Indiana State who didn't play last season. So I think they're going to be 2-0.
Yes.
Wouldn't surprise me. Michigan State upset them though.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all.
Week 3, tricky, because David Cutcliffe, for some reason, plays well against Northwestern.
That's right.
but I think they'll be favored. They're going to be favored in the first three games.
He's gotten Northwestern the last two times they've played by 24 points and 14 points. So Cutcliffe may have Fitzgerald's number a little bit.
I'm going Northwestern.
I think I am too. I think
so. I got them 3-0.
Yep.
Then they're home to Ohio. Frank Solich just had a step down, some heart problems. Want to send out our best wishes, thoughts, all that stuff with Coach Solich. But this would be the one that they would lose, by the way, right? I mean, I think they're going to beat Ohio, but I'm saying this is like the one that I feel like
they will lay a clunker every now and then, especially against a well-coached, tough team.
Yeah,
but definitely possible.
I got them 4-0.
I do too.
I got them losing at Nebraska on October 2nd.
I bet they'll take a loss somewhere in the top five. The trip to Nebraska seems like the most likely spot. I almost would have them kind of favored straight up over Nebraska, although I think it'll be a very good game. I know Northwestern's losing a lot, but I still think they're just a better team than Nebraska. Then again, up and down years have not been uncharacteristic for Pat Fitzgerald. So this could be a down year and this could be a loss here. Somewhere in the first five, they're going
to
lose.
I'm on Nebraska, but then they get a bye week and they're home to Rutgers. So you're really talking about you could be 6-0.
You could. And hosting Michigan.
No, not hosting. At
or
Michigan.
Going to yeah. Michigan. College game day in Ann Arbor could be there if you guys are 6-0 for that one.
I would say I got them losing at Michigan.
I do too.
So I got them 5-2 home to Minnesota.
That's a very tough game. That's a very tough game. The third most played
Dude,
game.
These games are hard to project.
Yeah. What's been happening?
I'm going to take Minnesota to upset them here.
This has been a very even rivalry of late. You know, last 8 is 4-4 in this rivalry. So it's at where? It's home. I still think Minnesota's got the edge this year.
I think Minnesota's better.
Yeah, me too.
5-3. Home to Iowa. I would probably take Iowa.
Iowa looks really good this year.
5-4 at Wisconsin.
It's another loss.
5-5 home to Purdue.
That's a win.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
6. That puts us at the almost at the number. It's 6.5.
And
at Illinois.
They get that one. 7-5.
7-5. I'm on the over.
I think that's what a lot of people are thinking.
They have potential. I mean, call me crazy. They have a potential to go 11-1.
No, you're not crazy. If you were to look at last,
like the one flat out loss we're going to say is at Wisconsin, right?
Yeah. Probably, I guess at Michigan.
They beat Michigan, right? Didn't they beat Michigan? No, it wasn't last year. I think it was the year before.
Let's see. I think it's been a little while since.
Okay, so it's okay. So maybe 10.
They
and two.
Played them 3 years ago and they lost by 3 in Evanston. This one is in Ann Arbor, but Michigan is not the same team they were 3 years ago. So I mean, yeah. If you went game by game here, which one would they be favored on in a vacuum?
Everyone but Michigan and Wisconsin. So 10-2.
10-2 should be, I mean, Iowa, they might be dogs in,
but it's in Evanston. So I think they probably would favor Northwestern
in
right?
a vacuum. They should be 9-3 because somewhere between Minnesota and Iowa, they would probably, I don't know. They might be favored over both those teams at home. So, but that said, that's not the way it works. And there's just a lot of question marks with a lot
they
of
lost a lot, but I do like bringing back Helinski. I'm actually surprised Peyton Ramsey didn't stay for the extra year of eligibility after that season last year, but it is what it is.
I mean, Pat Fitzgerald's since 2015, 10-3, 7-6, 10-3, 9-5, 3-7 and 7-2. That's a fucking winner.
Yeah. Yeah. He's damn good.
7-5 should be the minimum on this team.
I'm on the over. I like the over here.
I like the over kind of hard actually.
Yeah. That's a great schedule. Let's play devil's advocate though.
Yeah.
You look at that schedule and you say, well, what happens if they trip to Michigan State out the gate? Right. Then they beat Indiana State, but they lose at Duke.
Yeah.
Then they beat Ohio 2-2. And then at Nebraska, they lose 2-3.
Yeah. I mean, if the quarterback play isn't there and they're in these dog fights again, and they're just not able to come up with the points they need when they need them, then yeah, they could, they're 3-9 2 years ago. So what, we'd have them at 2-3 there.
Yeah. And then you get a bye week, you get Rutgers.
Should win that.
Yeah. 3-3. But at Michigan, 3-4. And
then you could drop 4 in a row.
Yeah, you really could. You really could. So
minimum what would that be? A 5-7 season?
Yeah, I mean, look, and these teams though, here's the thing with Northwestern. When they win traditionally, I know last year kind of was a little bit of an outlier, but not really, because they have a 1-point win at Iowa, an 8-point win against Nebraska, a 7-point win at Purdue, a 10-point win at home against Wisconsin, a loss by 9 to Michigan State. And so my point is like they play a lot of these games where it's like one play,
yeah,
or two plays is a huge difference from them being
football,
from them being 10-2, or for them being 4-8.
You know who that sounds exactly like?
Who's that?
Iowa.
Yes.
The same team every year is either 7-5 or 10-2.
And it just comes down to a play here, a play there, something like that. So
that's kind of what we're looking at here.
Yeah. So, I'm on the over. I'll take the over. I'm going to trust Pat. I'm going to trust Patty Fitzgerald to get it done. Not Patty C. I don't trust that slimy son of a bitch.
Smart move.
guys, if you're on the over too, right? You said you love it. Is that a lock? That's a lock for you, you think?
I don't think it's a super hard lock, but there is a pretty good confidence level there. We'll see if that makes the lock list later.
There you go. You heard it here first from Patty C.
I want this pilot.
Look, guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe because we're breaking down all 130 college football teams. Yes, we will have you covered. We already have Duke out there. You want to go listen to that when we talk about their upcoming team and how they're going to shake out this year with David Cutcliffe. But we're breaking down all the college football teams, all 130. There'll be a podcast for every single team in the FBS. And also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience because I like what Chris Collins has looking forward to this year at Northwestern in the Big Ten. Bro, honestly, subscribe. I think we just dropped a Big Ten conference check-in. Obviously, the transfer portal crazy in college basketball this year. So subscribe to the College Basketball Experience as well. We talk college basketball year-round over there. We talk college football year-round over here. So subscribe to both. Tell a friend, me, Patty C, NC Nick. We've been over 500 each and every year, handicapping every single game. College basketball and college football, Division One, we've been over 500 individually, picking every game each season for the past 4 years. Obviously, as a collective too, we're also way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that on the SGPN app. We give it to you for free. The SGPN app is downloadable for free, iTunes, or Apple Store, whatever, or Google Play Store. You got it right there. All you got to do is click, download that thing. You'll get all of our picks, all of our podcasts, we give away $1,000 on the NBA finals. We'll have a bigger contest for NFL and college football. So why not grab that thing? We got a recent podcast with Phil Steele, Randy Cross, Jim McMahon, a lot of fun. Check those out. Subscribe, tell a friend. And look, if you download that SGPN app, please do us a solid. We give you all this stuff for free. Give us a 5-star review. Say some nice things about us, right, Patty C?
Just, you know, hey, talk about how beautiful my smile is. Talk about Colby's fucking cross-eyed, you know.
Yes.
I don't
yes.
know. What tiny cock having.
Yes, do all that. And give us a 5-star review though. And if you do that, take a screenshot of that review and then find me on Twitter at the Colby D and then show me that review with that screenshot or a fucking Polaroid. I don't care. Show me it. Show me the photo of the review and I will send you a College Football Experience t-shirt or College Basketball Experience t-shirt. It's brand new. I promise I wasn't, using it as a mattress the day before. So do that at the Colby D. Give me a follow. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. And the College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And let's not forget the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's on Twitter at the SGP Network. And subscribe to all of those.
Get at us.
Follow all of those and check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, as well. Because sometimes you work for a terrible place that blocks you from these gambling sites. That's when you download the SGPN app and you download Slack channel and get that subscribe to the follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Slack channel and you will just get all of us talking in there nonstop. It's a lot of fun. Do it. All right, folks, we are on the over in Northwestern. This is the College Football Experience, Northwestern Wildcat style. You better start thinking about yours.